B-Pod Studios.
It's technically Monday. I
can't believe the weekend's over.
Good morning, everyone, and a big welcome back.
It's Monday morning.
First thing Monday morning.
You know, I wake up every morning, my first thought is, what part of me is not working today?
Ha! Hoo! Hoo!
What are you doing?
Vocal exercise, you know, just limbering up the cords.
Just ready for some old-timey fun.
Showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:40, June 14th, Flag Day. Also, Bourbon Day.
Oh, excellent.
No reason we can't celebrate both.
Right.
Partly cloudy today, 73, maybe some showers this afternoon, down to 63. Tomorrow, 75, and thunderstorm. That's okay, it's summer. I like it. I will take it. Hope everybody had a great weekend. LBF, I know you celebrated your daughter's, was it her pre-birthday slash graduation?
No, just her birthday.
Just her birthday. That was
just
nice.
Just her birthday.
Had barbecue?
Yeah,
love
we had
that.
Blue Ribbon Barbecue. I ordered it. It was so delicious.
Is that the name of the place, Blue Ribbon?
Yep.
Okay.
They have many locations, I guess. And they brought it to the house. It was easy.
Gator, what'd you get?
I got pulled pork, barbecue chicken, and burnt ends.
Oh.
And baked beans and coleslaw and potato salad.
There you go. Oh. All you need is paper towels.
Right?
That's all you need.
It was so delicious.
Just mop that up. That's good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice. It was
fun. Love a burnt end. Folks might not know what that is, right? But it's brisket.
Yeah.
It's the burnt ends
of it.
Literally.
It's really nice, crispy,
just
fatty.
Chewy. People fighting over that.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
It was good stuff.
That's good. Well, congrats. She's how old is she?
18.
Wow.
18 years old.
Wow.
So that's crazy.
See how that goes now.
I'm only 18.
Yeah, that shouldn't work like that. Ryan, how was your weekend?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Had a nice graduation party. Some friends up in Chelmsford.
Oh.
That was great.
You're up in my neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
My old hood.
Did somebody do the cooking for you?
Yeah. That was great.
Yeah.
Nice. And my buddy, the first time I saw his pool house where he made this bar into the side of his shed. It's great. I'm like, wow, what a great
hope
idea.
He took pictures.
Oh, yeah.
So okay, we want to see those.
Now I'm interested.
Like this.
So I went up to Kenny Bunkport.
Nice.
Saturday. It was a beautiful day up there. Just a great main day.
Yep.
Yeah. All the way to Kenny Bunkport and for Irish food. Didn't seem...
that's right. That's
not sure why that
lobster
happened.
Roll?
Yeah, that happened.
Irish like, lobster roll?
Yeah, my cousin, yeah, let's meet at the Irish pub on the corner. Okay, then we're going to get seafood?
No, for you.
Yeah.
Wow, well, you know.
Just didn't...
Are you sad?
Didn't... Yeah,
wasn't it? Did you swing by a lobster place on the way home? And just...
No, we talked about it, but we did swing by to see the bushes, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
Nice house.
Oh, my God. On
right?
the point.
Yes.
Now, they were just coming out because they had the black SUVs ready to roll.
Ready to roll. I've walked by there.
Maybe GW was there.
Yep.
Maybe he wanted a lobster roll.
Maybe.
You know where I didn't see him?
Where?
At that Irish pub. Okay. Fine, boy.
Oh,
anyway,
boy.
That's fine.
It's okay.
I'll be back. It's 5:42. We got Guns N' Roses tickets. We're going to give you those before the morning show ends at Fenway Park. So stay tuned for details on that. Okay? It's 5:43 now.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Mornings.
More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. That's aha. Aha. Take on me. 5:56 at 5 LBF. And Brian, happy Monday, June 14th. Let's see what's happening. She's got the latest.
All right, it's 61 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by Uno's Pizza and Grill. State health officials report they recorded 33 new COVID-19 cases of yesterday and no new fatalities. So far, more than 3,962,000 Massachusetts residents have been fully vaccinated. The Boston Symphony Orchestra has announced its annual Boston Pops July Spectacular Concert will return this year, though in a little different fashion. The concert will be held in Tanglewood, but its fireworks finale will still take place in Boston. A commercial lobster diver in Massachusetts made headlines over the weekend after claiming to have been briefly gobbled up by a humpback whale. Michael Packard said he was in the whale's mouth for about 20 seconds until it spit him out. And hundreds of buck-naked or barely clothed cyclists pedaled through New Orleans' French Quarter in this year's Bears You Dare event this weekend. It's meant to raise awareness of bicycle safety, and the riders' nakedness shows how vulnerable people are on bikes.
Seems uncomfortable.
A lot of it's, yeah.
How long's the ride?
I know. Anyway, just FYI, you missed it. In sports, the Blue Jays blasted the Red Sox 18-4 at Fenway last night. They wrap up the series tonight. That's really bad.
That's more than the Patriots scored in games this year. That's pretty bad.
Although they said it has nothing to do with the MLB cracking down on pitchers using substances on the baseball.
No, of course not. The Patriots' mandatory three-day minicamp begins today in Foxborough, and former Celtics great Bob Cousy will receive his own statue in Worcester Friday outside the DCU Center that your 92-year-old Cousy is expected to attend. Weather today, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning into the afternoon, and a high of 73.
You know what, Brian? I'm telling you, he's going to have his own statue outside our buildings here.
Brian Bell?
Yeah, one of these days. Yeah.
One of these days.
He's been here a long time. He's a legend.
He's a legend.
There it is.
I just have nowhere else to go.
Okay, Brian. Yes, 559. And quite a week here on the big show and actually on the station because we've got not one, but two superstars that we're going to be giving away tickets to. One, I already mentioned, Guns N' Roses, Fenway Park, August 3rd. Be listening for your chance to win those today, okay? We'll give you the cue to call. All you got to do is be lucky number 10 when we give you that cue. Not now. Somebody already called. When I picked up, he said, I know. You get excited.
Right.
Billy Joel is also coming to Fenway Park, and that's the next night.
Really?
You have Guns N' Roses on the 3rd, Billy on the 4th. So we got tickets to both these massive Fenway shows all week. All you got to do is listen and be lucky. Caller number 10. Wow. We give you that cue to call.
Okay? Did I win?
No, I think he was just not getting his phone ready. Okay. They like the speed dial.
Yes.
That's smart. That's pretty smart. Good. So when he's good to go, when we look for call number 10 for Guns N' Roses and Billy Joel today.
More 80s, more variety. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Dunkin'. Dunkin' has a new refreshing way to latte. Introducing coconut milk iced lattes, a delicious blend of bold espresso and creamy coconut milk. America runs on Dunkin'. LBF, what's cool?
Okay, now that a lot of COVID restrictions are being lifted, what are the bucket list destinations we want to travel to after the pandemic?
I like a bucket list. That's good. You should make a list
or you're
not going to do it. Write it down.
It's true.
I'm just telling you. Okay.
You don't have to tell me. Go ahead, write it down.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right. Well, it's not too late to get Dad a free deck for Father's Day.
Wow.
Really? I know, I've been looking to build a new deck. And a free one sounds pretty good.
I'll take that, especially these days. Okay, having a song stuck in your head could mess with your sleep. You ever get a song just stuck in your
head?
All the
time.
Sure you do.
Every day.
Well, they've studied it, and it's not good for your sleep. I'll tell you why.
I'm tired.
But how do you tell yourself to not get it stuck is the question.
Maybe sing another song? I don't know.
I don't know. We'll dig. What do you got, LBF?
All right, so the bucket list destinations we want to travel to after the pandemic. People are itching to get out of here because we've been locked down for pretty much a year. So where are the top places? I'll tell you. Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm. Venice, Italy. London. Paris. And coming in at number one, Rome.
Oh, those are great picks.
They also want to see, landmarks, the landmarks people want to see. Grand Canyon, Eiffel Tower, Niagara Falls, Statue of Liberty. Don't do that.
Yeah.
The Colosseum in Rome and the Las Vegas Strip. Hmm. All right.
Plymouth Rock didn't make it?
No, it didn't. I don't know. I want to go to Switzerland.
That'd be nice. You know, go somewhere where nobody else is thinking about.
Because that's
everybody's
the thing.
Thinking of Rome. You go there and everybody's there.
Yeah.
But you don't want to do that. You want to go where nobody wants to go.
Well, I think a lot of people want to go to Switzerland.
Where nobody else knows to go.
Yeah,
Switzerland's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
Chocolates.
Right.
Come out with a nice
hair
watch.
Hair braids.
Huh?
Like Heidi.
I think Dave would like that.
Oh, all right.
Well, I'm just, okay.
Yole.
Who doesn't like a yole? Okay.
Anyway, you just made Switzerland weird.
I think I made it better. I think we put some icing on that cake. You done?
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm finished.
All right, Brian, what do you got?
All right, I actually saw this while perusing WROR.com. Father's Day, you know, it's coming up. And if you want to get Dad a free deck, Yelp is actually giving 10 dads up to $2,000 of construction costs. Mm. Just all you have to do is enter their contest, Decks for Dads giveaway. And you just go into, I found it on WROR.com. You can go directly to decksfordads.yelp.com to enter. And you can get up.
Wait a minute. So you can go to WROR.com.
That's right. I saw the full story.
Look at that.
So you can do it from WROR.com?
Right there.
I'd do it there.
And there you can enter through midnight on June 17th. So, I mean, not that you're going to wait till the last minute to get Dad something.
Dads don't do that.
Of course not.
Yeah. Dad just enter himself.
Yeah. So just go or just go enter yourself.
Don't
so
worry about me this year. That's good.
Winner's going to be picked on the 18th.
Good luck.
I could use a free
deck. You ever have a song stuck in your head, then woke up the next day and it was still in your head?
Yeah.
A new study says that's very common. It might be even affecting your sleep. The folks at Baylor Baylor University.
Wake up.
They played catchy songs for people before bed and then scanned their brains while they slept. Yeah. The songs they used were Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. You know that one, right?
Yeah.
Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. I know you know that.
Boy.
And, of course, everybody knows Don't Stop Believin' by Journey.
Mm-hmm.
They found that when you go to bed with a song in your head, your brain keeps getting triggered by it even while you sleep. So your quality of sleep suffers. So if someone who gets songs stuck in their head, they say you might not want to listen to music late at night or go to bed right after hearing songs.
Okay.
If you have a tendency to do that. Right?
That sounds good.
Don't you hate it when a song you don't like gets stuck in your head? You got one stuck in my head last week.
Which one?
Candyman.
Oh, sorry.
You got you were celebrating Sammy Davis or whatever.
Who would every day?
Yeah, right, every day. And I was walking around saying, you can even eat the dishes.
Yeah,
right?
There you go.
Okay.
My job is done. I'm going to do it again this week.
Are you?
I'm going to pick a song that's going to drive you nuts. All right.
If it's Barry Manilow, we're done. Okay? No, not. I don't want to hear Mandy in my sleep.
Come on. Yes,
enough?
You do.
6:22. Here's Genesis. It's a misunderstanding, that's all. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. Good morning. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Monday. A little cloudy today and scattered showers and thunderstorms. Maybe into the afternoon, a high 73. Tomorrow, thunderstorm 75. So there you go. But it's a nice summer week. Just get by Monday and Tuesday. That's fine. But make sure you leave us on all week while you work, because we'll be giving away tickets to Guns N' Roses at Fenway Park on August 3rd and also tickets to Billy Joel, Fenway Park, August 4th. The next night.
That's great.
Billy's got to come in after GNR's mess. Clean that up. Imagine that.
Boy.
We got tickets to both. Listen for the cue to call. When we do, all you got to do is be lucky caller number 10. We'll be giving away Guns N' Roses tickets here before you know it. So stay with us. Now, LBF. Slash is probably considered one of the top, I'm sure, Guitar Magazine, one of the top 25 guitarists of all time.
Yeah.
Lead guitarist, right? But this guy here is going to do something Slash cannot do.
Okay.
This is Sweet Child of Mine, played by a guitar impresario. How do you say that word, impresario?
I don't know idea.
Yeah,
I've never
like
used
that.
It.
Okay.
I shouldn't
either.
I don't know
either.
Any.
Yeah.
Impresario?
Impresario? Thank you. He's an impresario.
Okay.
And he plays lead with his feet.
Ready?
Here's a guy jamming with his toes to Sweet Child of
toe
Mine.
Jam?
Yeah, it's a toe jam. Come on.
I've seen the video.
Yeah. It's his feet. Those are toes.
Yeah, interesting.
Amazing, right?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Let him get into that solid lead there. Tricky. It's tricky right here. Those are toes.
Those are toes.
Those are toes.
Legit.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
How about that? Axl's not doing that. Slash isn't doing that. Other than Barney Rubble, I don't think anybody can do that. Right?
I just wonder how.
How about those sweet feet?
This.
How would you like that?
Sweet feet?
How about those sweet feet?
I think
I'd like to see somebody do
it's
that.
It's a little disconcerting to watch the video just yeah. because you're like, whoa.
We're going to put it up later at WROR.
It's Rex Ryan's favorite band.
It's got to be. Yeah. The guy's got some hairy legs. I'm going to give you a warning. When you go to see the video, I'm going to put it up later as I wished I missed it news. I'm just going to give you a straight up warning. Those are some hairy legs. But other than that, those are talented toes. Okay, 6:28.
Unbelievable.
What do you got, LBF? Dirty laundry.
I have an update on Bennifer, Ben Affleck, and Jennifer Lopez and what they did this weekend. And maybe somebody secretly got married.
Okay. Well, not a secret anymore.
Mm-hmm.
If you know.
Right.
Okay.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Let's get into some dirty laundry. The weekend, I'm sure it just piled up. Here's LBF.
Sure did. All right, we have an RIP. Did they or did they not get married? Bennifer news. But first, I'm going to ask you a question. What's grosser than gross?
What's grosser than gross?
remember that game we play as a little kid? Yeah. What's grosser than gross?
Yeah.
Well, I got what's grosser than gross.
All right.
Ultimate Slip and Slide.
That's it.
Is a television show that was set to air in August. They had to halt production due to the Ultimate Slip and Slide.
It became a blank show.
A
literal blank show.
Explosive diarrhea.
Okay.
Oh my
God. Wow.
I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you the news. There was an outbreak on the set of
Giarda?
Giarda, that's yep. thank you. Giarda, a parasite that causes nasty...
Not the chef.
Yeah.
Okay.
Giada.
Yeah, not Giada.
Giada De Laurentiis.
It wasn't her fault.
Yeah, well, it's a parasite that causes nasty gastrointestinal issues and pronounces things like bruschetta.
Yeah.
His source says up to 40 crew members fell violently ill. Oh. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
What was the name of that show again?
Ultimate Slip and Slide.
Okay. Boy, that is disgusting. Your mind takes you places. You don't want to go.
What's grosser than gross?
I think you found it.
I delivered.
A case of Giarda.
Giarda di Laurentiis. Bruschetta. Bennifer continues in L.A. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are in L.A. together. Apparently, Ben Affleck was reportedly hanging out with Lopez's mom, Guadalupe Rodriguez, on the set of a new film project. She's super happy because apparently Guadalupe was really, like, loved Ben when
Such
they
a
broke
nice boy.
Up.
I'm sorry, who's Guadalupe?
Jennifer Lopez's mom.
Oh, the mom, Guadalupe.
Yeah.
Okay. Lupe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right? That's what do you say?
Yeah, they probably call her Lupe, but that's fine.
Well, that's what. Okay. Well, I'm not friends with her.
Well, either am I.
Okay. So, anyway, she's now happy, so he's in with the mom.
Lupe's happy?
Yep, she is.
That's good. But hey, if Lupe's happy.
Right.
Everybody's happy.
Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, did they get married? Maybe. I saw she has a wedding band on now, so they maybe secretly got married. I don't really care. Do you care? That's a relationship that I'm not into because I think that Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert should still be together.
You'd think in the perfect world.
Right, but it just didn't happen.
She just was a bad girl.
Was she?
That's
right. I like that about her. It's kind of nice.
He didn't. Okay.
Yes, yeah. I like her. All right, and finally, sad news. Ned Beatty died of natural causes. He was 83 years old. Now, I remember him from this role. He was Lotso the Bear from Toy Story.
Lots of hugs.
Oh, it's not playing.
I think it was lots of
when
hugs.
When the kids get old, new ones come in. When they get old, new ones replace them. You'll never be outgrown or neglected, never abandoned or forgotten. No owners means no heartbreak.
Lotso, a very troubled bear that smells like strawberries. Boy, oh boy. Anyway, I think a lot of people remember him from the 1972 movie Deliverance, which I don't suggest anybody watches because it's so horrifying.
I heard that was his first role.
Yeah.
Wow, what a breakthrough role.
Well, he gave it his all.
He sure did. Hey, Ned.
He was in Superman. He played sort of the bumbling assistant to Lex Luthor.
Can you imagine that script read-through for Deliverance, how that went?
Oh, my God. I don't want to
know. Burt Reynolds sitting there.
Okay.
You know, chewing his gum. Yeah,
good
right.
Word. It was Rudy's dad and Rudy.
Of course.
Anyway, Ned Beatty, 83. I liked him. And boy, he really delivered. He really delivered.
When they say he gave it his all, he certainly did. Okay, you done?
Don't Google it. That's all I have to say.
If you've never seen the movie Deliverance, yeah, it's a rough walk in the park. Let's just leave it at that.
It's two disturbing scenes. When Burt Reynolds breaks his leg, is pretty gnarly.
That's pretty brutal.
Too.
Yeah. That's why these city boys, you know,
don't go
rafting down the river.
Nope.
Without a guide. No, not good. Anyway, we found a couple of fellas that can play a banjo pretty good.
All right. Bringing flashbacks back. That's I'm not it, the same after one. Seeing that.
No. 647. Bob, LBF, and Brian. Big week on the station. We got tickets to Guns N' Roses at Fenway. And also Billy Joel the next night at Fenway. Listen for your chance to win tickets all week while you work. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Come together, Aerosmith doing a great version of the Beatles original. Come together. Most people wouldn't touch it. Steve Tyler wasn't scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do a Beatles song, you better be good. That's just my theory.
That's that confidence.
That's it. You got to have that confidence. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You do a Beatles song, you better be good. That's just my theory.
That's that confidence.
That's it. You got to have that confidence. Okay. It's 6:58. LBF's got the latest. What's going on?
It's 61 degrees in Boston. This is brought to you by South Shore Health. State health officials report they recorded 33 new COVID-19 cases as of yesterday and no new fatalities. So far, more than 3,962,000 Massachusetts residents have been fully vaccinated. Riders on the commuter rail trains this week will be offered COVID-19 vaccine shots beginning this Wednesday. The Vax Express service is designed to reach people who may not have other transportation options and have not had a chance to get the shot. As an added incentive, anyone receiving the shot on the train will be given a $25 grocery store gift card. That's pretty good. And a veteran,
what'd you get for your shot?
I got peace of mind, Bob, and that's all I need.
All right. Pretty much, I guess that's all I got.
And veteran
should have held out for a better deal.
Yes, but you know, think of the things we've done in the past
since
two
then.
Months.
Okay,
so it's all right. Good.
That's fine.
Veteran actor Ned Beatty is dead. Beatty got off to a big start in his career in 1972's Deliverance. Before going on to roles in Network and the 1978 version of Superman, he was the voice of Lotso the Bear in Toy Story 3. He was 83 years old. In sports, the Blue Jays blasted the Red Sox 18-4 at Fenway last night. They wrap up the series tonight. The Patriots' mandatory 3-day minicamp begins in Foxborough today. And former Celtics great Bob Cousy will receive his own statue in Worcester Friday outside the DCU Center. The 92-year-old Cousy is expected to attend. Weather today, cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning and into the afternoon, and a high of 73. Coming up at 8:40's Dirty Laundry, why the ultimate slip and slide show lives up to its name and not in a good way.
Yeah. Hey, Jerry Remy, I saw over the weekend.
Yeah.
He's going to rest for a while.
Yes.
Now, do we know what it was with Jerry? I don't know if it was.
What, he had a shortness of breath?
I think that's what I heard. Yeah.
So but
I saw
no timeline on when he's coming back.
Right. There's a lot of, get well soon, Jerry. I just, saw that, but like we mentioned.
105.7 WROR, ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, 7:15. Happy Flag Day. Today is Flag Day. Fly 'em high, fly 'em proud. And it's also Bourbon Day, so you can drink to that.
I'll drink to that.
Here's
sir.
To you, America. Right? Clink.
Clink.
All right, fine. Hey, I was lying in bed. I know. You don't know where I'm going with this.
No, I don't.
Stay with me. I was lying in bed Friday night, all by myself.
Really?
And my wife's watching Bravo.
Oh, right. Okay.
So anyway, the end of the newscast, I don't remember if it was Fox 25 or NBC, one of them. The anchor says, and here's finally a story you're not going to believe. Well, try me, buddy.
Yeah. I'm listening.
Okay. So here's what I heard.
And everything went black, and all I could feel was just muscle and skin all around me. Did I just get bit by a shark? Or no, it's not a shark. I'm in a whale's mouth. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, I saw light, white water everywhere, and all of a sudden, I was thrown from his mouth. He was shaking his head, trying to eject me out of his mouth.
How about that? That is 56-year-old lobster diver Michael Packard. So he did claim that a humpback whale tried to eat him last week. Some people are throwing a little bit of shade on his story because, well, why didn't he have the bends when he came up from 45 feet? And his only injury was nothing serious, some light bruising. I don't know. I don't think you make up a story like that.
Well, it's called a fish tail, right?
It's a whale of a tail. But, Brian, he's had some other stuff.
I saw this on the news last night that he survived a plane crash in 2001 in Costa Rica.
Yeah.
Like, the plane went down in the jungle. He and four other people, like, some couple people died on the crash.
Mm-hmm.
And four other people, and he survived two nights in the jungle before they were found.
This guy is crazy. So he's either the luckiest man alive
or
the unluckiest man alive.
Right.
I can't figure out.
I know.
Whether he's a lucky guy or unlucky guy. I mean, I'm not hanging out with him, I'll tell you that.
Right? No, his disaster follows him around.
Yeah, and his first mate, who's on the boat, as he's diving, this guy's watching his bubbles and seeing where he is. And he said, all of a sudden, up comes this whale and he spits him out.
Feet first.
Fins first
in this case.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he says he was scuba diving 45 feet down when everything went dark and he realized he was in a whale's mouth. But then 30 seconds later, it brought him up to the surface and literally spit him out. So people are wondering if it's, you know, an exaggeration of something else. Maybe he was just, you know, hit. He said he got hit, felt like a freight train hit him, right? Spit him out.
This is why I don't go in the ocean.
Although, you know, the cartoons taught us that they would spit him out the blowhole.
Right. That's why I don't believe
that didn't work.
You didn't come out
the
blowhole.
That's what happened with Bugs Bunny.
Exactly.
You know how I think he could have gotten out? There was an alternative way of getting out of a whale's mouth. If you're ever in a bind, just say, what would Geppetto do?
Oh, right.
That's it.
Huh?
We'll take the raft, and when the whale opens his mouth...
No. Now listen, son. He only opens his mouth when he's eating. Then everything comes in. Nothing goes out.
Oh.
It's hopeless, Pinocchio. Come, we make a nice fire and we cook some of the fish.
A fire! That's it!
That's it!
A fire!
Yeah, I light a fire.
Make him sneeze.
They did talk to somebody down, and I think it was in Woods Hole, some experts, and they did say that a whale cannot swallow you whole, just so you know. The humpback can't.
Yeah.
Their esophagus is not big enough.
Yeah, even though they're so huge.
Yeah. He was never going to be eaten. Just toyed with. You know what I mean?
Well, it's like, you know, like imagine, like, you know, if you're like, not that I run, but like if you're running and a bug flies in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, spit it right out. That's kind of what happened with the whale. He's just like living his life and a human comes popping along. And it's like,
I just want some plankton, for God's sake.
Right. What's that, man?
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. Benny and the Jets, Elton's Classic, 724. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Happy Monday. A little cloudy today, maybe some showers, thunderstorms today, high 73. 63 tonight, and more thunderstorms possible tomorrow. 75, it's 62. So Saturday night, I had an exciting weekend, didn't I? Saturday night, I saw my mother-in-law, Bev, reposted one of those memes, what's your worst candy?
Yep.
And I said, for me, the worst has got to be those sugar fruit things, sugar fruit slices. The candy fruit.
Yeah,
candy.
I love those.
They're so sugary. My teeth zing thinking about them. So that was my vote.
Ooh, yum.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I put
it on our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show Facebook page.
Oh, look at you.
And let me tell you, we got over 250 votes and people just chiming in.
Mm-hmm.
So we found the four worst candies. People voted the worst candy. That's all we asked you. So there were four of the worst.
Okay, what do you got?
We got Circus peanuts.
Terrible.
Orange circus peanuts.
Yep.
Necco wafers.
Ugh.
candy corn.
Gross.
Love it or hate it.
Yeah.
And my beloved black licorice.
Yeah.
Those were the four that got the most hate.
They're very divisive.
ROR Morning Show. And there were others. A lot of others. So we decided to have a worst candy bracket.
All right.
On our Facebook page, ROR Morning Show. And our Insta, which is ROR Morning Show as well. You can vote on our story. So today's face-off is coming out of the gate.
Coming out of the gate, we got candy corn versus black licorice.
That's right. So you can vote. And then tomorrow, it'll be circus peanuts versus Necco wafers. We're going to determine our listeners' worst candy.
Okay.
And then we'll give it away.
Yeah, exactly.
To caller 10.
We don't want it.
We don't want it. But, man, people do not like orange peanuts. The circus peanuts?
No one does. Yikes.
It's like eating foam, literally like rubber foam. That's my opinion. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong. So, yeah, give us a vote and give us a like. ROR Morning Show on Facebook and ROR Morning Show on Instagram. Morning Court's coming up. Ross is on the phone. He says, so my wife's friend is divorced, great lady, and she comes to visit from Florida once a year. All right, we've stayed at her place a bunch of times, but now she wants to come visit with a new guy that she's just met.
Okay.
Ross doesn't like it.
Okay.
This, you know, here we go, entertaining the new guy. So is it a quid pro quo where you gotta just do it because you've stayed at her house? Or can you say no? Just say no.
Okay.
We'll talk to Ross in Morning Court coming up.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, Morning Court is in session today. We got Ross on the phone. Good morning, Ross.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, you know what? That's what Morning Court is all about. You come and you air your grievance. So I would love to hear what yours is today. What's going on?
Okay, I'm hoping you guys can help me out. My wife has this friend. She's a great lady, divorced. Lives in Florida, like once a year, we go down there, stay with her, like once a year, she comes up here, stays with us, it's awesome, she's a lot of fun,
she's great,
she's a great lady, here's the problem, she just started seeing this guy, he's older, they're coming up to New England for the first time, and they want to come in for like a Friday, Saturday stay, and this time my wife told me they're staying with us.
Wait a minute, so, alright, so your friend, she's divorced, she has a new guy. And they want to come spend the weekend with you.
And this is the first time she's coming, not as a single guest. She's bringing this guy with her. We've never even met this guy. Mm. For me, like him just coming and staying in the spare bedroom with her is like too much too soon. I don't know this guy. I'm not running the Airbnb. I don't know if he has allergies. He needs special toilet paper or something. I just can't deal with it.
Well, you know, I hear you. And the thing is, you've never met the guy, right?
Never even talked to him on the phone.
So the first time you meet, you're his host. It's like the B&B.
He's here.
And then you're on all weekend.
I guess, but it's not like you have to hang out with him all weekend, right?
Yeah, well, I am. I'm supposed to take him golfing.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah, there's little outings planned already that I got to take this guy on. You know, it's way too much for me.
Your wife is all aboard, sounds like.
Yeah, they got their stuff planned too. They're gonna go get their nails done. We're going golfing. It's a whole thing. Like I'm signed up for this entire. I'm a tour guide,
it's
basically.
A play date.
I didn't sign up for it.
It's a play date all weekend.
Oh my God,
Ross. There's probably people listening saying, you know, that's a big thing to do, Ross. That's awesome. Show the guy around. Could be a new friend.
Yeah.
Could be. Sounds like your friend who's divorced might have found the right guy. So hey, just one weekend, Ross.
Optimistic, normal people.
Yeah, but not us.
Then there's you.
I'm with you, Ross. Like what? So I don't blame you, but I want to make sure that I'm not speaking for the masses.
No, I want to, too.
There could be people out there who think, hey, this sounds great. You could have a new friend. I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know.
You want us to get you out of this, don't you?
I'm not 7 years old anymore. I don't need somebody to come over and play with my He-Mans with me, you know?
Right. And it's the whole weekend, and I assume you work during the week, and you're just like, you want to rest and do nothing.
Yeah. Hey, how'd you sleep last night?
Right? I'm fine with the system we had. Like, we stay down there. She stays up here. Yeah. Everybody has, it's a great, you know, it's great. But, like, you know, I don't go down there and ask her to, like, take me to alligator mini golf or, like, you know, Disney or something.
You sure you're not seven?
All right.
You can toss some little hot dogs. Have you ever been? It's fun.
So, Ross, basically you're asking us to help get you out of the situation. Is that what the question is today?
I guess, should I just shut up and do what my wife says? Or like, are there any options? Like, can I just suggest they stay at a hotel? Maybe I put up half of it or something like that, you know?
Yeah, wow. That's nice. All right.
I'll take that, Ross. I'll take that deal all day, man.
You have to clean that guest bathroom, man. People assault guest bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
How would you do it? How can you get out of it?
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
One thing we do know is Ross is not the boss. Sorry, Ross. We know that. All right, we'll see if we can get you out of it, okay?
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, stay tuned. We got lots of calls coming your way. 888-410-1057, okay? Thanks, okay, Ross.
Thank you.
Okay. And I don't blame Ross for calling and wanting to get on Morning Court. I think what you got to watch out for is the quid pro quo. If you stay at somebody's house in Florida, sun and fun, and where does he go? Some alligator? I don't know. You expect people to want you to reciprocate. So the ties that bind
right
there. So that's your first mistake, Ross, is not getting a hotel in Florida.
Right.
So what would you say to him? 888-410-1057. He's going to have to entertain the new boyfriend all weekend, as much as even taking golf. And what would you tell him? 888-410-1057. Let's do this. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. It's Morning Court. Today, Ross called us. He's got company coming. Now, it's usually just the woman. She's divorced. And, they go back and forth. They'll stay at her place in Florida. She comes up in the summer. This time, she's bringing company. A fella that Ross has never met. And then Ross finds out they're spending the whole weekend there. And not only that, Ross is taking him golfing Saturday for, like you said, LBF, a play date.
A play date.
Nice. Ross is trying to get out of it. Susan, what do you say to our man Ross today?
A play date.
Ross is trying to get out of it. Susan, what do you say to our man Ross today?
Stop. I did the exact same thing this weekend. A friend of mine lost her husband suddenly about 5 years ago, and she's dating a really nice guy. They came down for the weekend. We've never met him before, and they turned out to be really great. I mean, we took them to Block Island. I cooked all weekend for them. We went out for breakfast yesterday. He picked up the bill. We're talking 2 days. He might actually like the guy in the end.
Wow.
Maybe he'll pick up a bill or two.
Exactly.
Better.
Free breakfast always feels good.
Yeah. Susan, that's really looking at the positive side. You did it.
This literally happened to her, and it was all good.
That's crazy.
I like it.
I did.
How'd your husband feel about it, Susan?
He liked the guy, too. Okay. I mean, all brand new. They hung out together without us girls. We went shopping. They hung out together. They got along great.
Jeez.
So I think this guy really needs to give this guy a break and get to know him.
Well, look at that. Well, at least it really happened to you.
And she lived to tell the tale.
Look at her on
She's
a Monday.
Happy. All right,
us
all
on
right.
A Monday. Thank you, Susan. He'll be glad to hear that.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
I want to hang out with Susan. She takes you to Block Island.
No
she
kidding.
Cooks for you all weekend.
Talking about play dates. Hi, Christine. What do you say?
Hey. Well, I think it's a big ask. But as far as the golf, if Ross isn't comfortable, have him get a couple of buddies so it's not just one-on-one with a stranger man.
Foursome.
Yeah.
Get a foursome going.
Yeah, that's
my suggestion on that.
That's a good suggestion. Foursome. Yeah, that's always fun.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks, Christine.
All right, that's all I got.
No, yeah, that's enough. Thank you. That's enough. Okay. Jamie, what do you say?
Well, first of all, I think
he's being judgmental. I don't know if he has issues or whatever, because not only is he judging a guy he hasn't met, his friend, most people love their friends, especially they're traveling back and forth every year to see you, you know, kind of like family. And thinking maybe she's, I don't know, she can't get anybody better than Jack the Ripper. I mean, have a little confidence in your friend. You know,
so you're saying, hey, you might, right? You might have a new friend. We'll see, right? For the
he could be his best friend. Who knows?
Geez, you never know. Well, you're a good guy, Jamie. I gotta say, because you know you work all week, and most people just want their weekends to do their thing.
Yeah.
You know, without having entertained, but we'll see.
Sometimes you just gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay. All right.
Remember what they used to say: all we need is love.
Oh, I think it was John Lennon said that.
That's going to be fun.
That's
it.
That's it. There you go. It's all we need. Sean, what do you say?
Hey, good morning. Happy Monday. I'm with Ross on this one. This is a little awkward. Now, that's asking a lot for somebody to come in and spend a weekend with somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe a dinner out one night.
Right. You know, that's how we start.
In a hotel.
How about a coffee date?
Out on this one. I think it's a society we've earned the right to use the COVID card with family and friends for at least another year.
Yeah, good.
All right, the COVID card.
Oh,
okay,
he's playing the
I
COVID
like it.
Card. Yeah, we're not comfortable. Even if you've had your shots, still not comfortable. That's a good out if he's looking for an out. I'd like some creative ones. That'd be fun.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR
or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay.
Ladies and more, 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
You straight on that?
I am.
Okay, we're moving on. Let's play Super Smart with Janet from Taunton. Good morning, Janet.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. Janet, we always ask our players a little bit about themselves to tell us, so go ahead.
Well, I am from Taunton. I'm a pharmacy technician, and I work at the Shattuck Hospital in Boston.
A pharmacy tech? So that's great, Janet. Glad to hear that. We know you've had a heck of a year, I'm quite sure. So you could probably use $1,000, right?
Oh, my God. Yes, I could.
All right. All you got to do is get 10 of these questions correct that LBF is going to ask you, and you'll win $1,000. Don't forget, Janet, if you're not sure about a question, say pass. If there's time on the clock, we'll come back to it, okay?
Awesome.
Here we go.
What is 5 plus 4?
9.
What was Pinocchio's father's name?
Geppetto.
In which city is Big Ben located?
London.
What company coined the slogan, a diamond is forever?
K Jewelers.
What bird can swim but cannot fly?
Pass.
Wagger bagger is slang for waste paper basket in England. True or false?
True.
What pop star originally began her career as Christian singer Katherine Hudson?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is home to the Joshua Tree National Park?
California.
What is the name of the six-pointed star which is the symbol of Judaism?
David.
What facial feature is the Mona Lisa missing?
Pass.
What bird can swim but cannot fly?
Swan.
That's a good guess, but that's not it. The answer is...
Penguin.
Penguino.
Like Spenguino.
Yeah, Penguino.
Oh my God, I should know that. My nephew loves penguins.
See, kids love penguins. Okay, you did get 6 right, though, and you passed on a couple. Here's what you passed and missed, Janet.
Okay.
Okay.
What company coined the slogan, a diamond is forever? De Beers.
Mm-hmm.
What pop star originally began her career as Christian singer Katherine Hudson? That's Katy Perry. What facial feature is the Mona Lisa missing? Eyebrows.
Just didn't get around to it.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Didn't get around to it.
It's the last thing you think of.
Yeah, it is. So you
pencil them in like grandma. Yeah.
Oh, it's so true.
Couldn't finish.
Oh, all that's right. The
saddest. Everybody knows that grandma. All right, Janet from Taunton. You didn't win $1,000, but you did win a very awesome Prue pack. And you're saying, hey, Bob, what's a Prue pack?
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, Bob. Okay. Prue pack is the most amazing thing. It's a hard backpack, and it serves as like a laundry basket you put on your back, or you put a cooler inside, and it's a cooler that you take to the beach. Or you can put anything in it, and it's hands-free, and I love it. And it comes with, sometimes you can get a Bluetooth with it. I could go on and on and on, but just go to PruePack.com.
That's it. It's Pete. Yeah, it's
I'm sorry.
Just so you know, it's Prue, PRUPAK.
Yeah.
Okay, PruePack.com.
I used mine this weekend.
Awesome.
Same with Janet. She has an exciting life, doesn't she?
I know, right?
I know it. All right, Janet, thank you for listening, okay?
No problem. Thank you.
All right, very nice.
What? I'm just jealous.
She did laundry while drunk.
Exactly. You can't.
Hey, sign up to play Super Smart if you think you can take the challenge. Just go to WROR.com. While you're there, play LBF's awesome home version of the game. See how you rate, okay?
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Morning Court's in session today. We heard from Ross. He's a listener who likes Morning Court. And he said, hey, I got one for you guys. So my wife's friend is divorced. She's a great lady. We go visit her in Florida maybe once a year or so, stay at her place, and she'll come up and do the same. But this year, she's got a new guy that she wants to bring up and spend the weekend with us. He's an older guy, and they want to make the swing through, spend the weekend. And Ross doesn't feel like being the entertainment committee for the new boyfriend all weekend. His wife's already made plans. She said, why don't you guys go golfing? He's a golfer. So, well, you know, make the most of it. Quit your...
Yeah.
You know what?
Complain.
Q-Y-B. Quit your whatever. So anyway, Ross is trying to get out of it. I'm not saying he's wrong. I'm not saying Ross is wrong.
Hey,
that's a long weekend.
It's a long week. Hey. You know, people really love their weekends.
You
and
know
it's
what I'm
hard
saying?
To be social these days.
You work all week.
Yeah.
You get up in the morning. How'd you sleep?
How'd you sleep?
Okay. There's an extra toothbrush if you forget. Coffee be ready.
Yeah, you
in a
do
minute.
Feel like you're running a little bed and breakfast.
That's what it feels like. Ross doesn't want to do it. Let's see. What you think about it?
Maureen.
What do you say, Maureen?
Good morning. I think he should suck it up and let him stay. They go around to Florida and stay with her.
See, that's the thing.
He could be a really nice guy.
Right.
They could become friends.
Yeah, but do you understand, though, how uncomfortable that is? Their older divorcee friend is... They still call them divorcees, by the way, LBF.
I don't know.
Not that you're ever going to find out. But anyway... you know, then you got you're comfortable with her, but then you got this whole other guy you got to entertain.
Yeah,
you see his
really
point, though?
Guys usually don't worry about this crap.
I know, right? He's a little bit.
Right.
You think he's a little too precious?
Yes, a little precious.
Yes.
A little precious.
Just be like, be cool.
Like his wife probably wipes his butt.
I didn't ask that.
I mean.
Wow.
Okay. Thanks, Maureen.
Wow.
Okay. She went there.
I object.
We have another Lauren on the phone. Good morning, Lauren.
Hey, good morning.
Wow, a guy, Lauren. Boy, you never hear of those guys very often.
Occasionally. Rare.
So what do you say, Lauren?
Honestly, he's rightfully, I think, hurt, though I don't know if he completely knows how to articulate it, but they're a couple. It's shared space, and she made a decision without his consent.
Uh-huh.
And like, well, and the decision that and their friendship is between the three of them. Somebody who's new changes that, and that is a conversation that should have happened, including him and allowing him to be like, I'm not comfortable with that.
Hey, so Lauren, do you have a significant other, Lauren?
I do.
Well, I find what happens with our significant others, at least mine, is they know what you're going to say ahead of time.
So they don't ask.
So they write.
They seek forgiveness, not permission.
That's what that is. But I didn't say
yeah,
no.
I like that. But I like what he's saying about it because it's like a partnership, shared space. It's very...
Lauren's not wrong.
No, not wrong.
You are, Lauren. You're not wrong either.
No, I'm never wrong.
I guess Lauren's a never
It comes
wrong.
With the name.
But I hear what you're saying, and apparently she didn't do that because she knew what he was going to say.
Right.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thanks for listening. All right, Noreen, what's your take
Hi,
on
it? How are you doing this morning?
Very good.
I got to go with happy wife, happy life, but I also got to go with I would never ask my husband to do any of that.
You wouldn't. See, that's the thing.
Yeah,
a lot of people are blowing it off.
I don't like to stay with people when I visit them. I like to be in a hotel.
Yeah.
I'm on vacation. I want to do my thing.
So the lesson here is don't stay at someone's house because then you get the quid pro quo.
Yeah, you got to help the hospitality industry anyway.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, hotels are nice.
Yeah. There it is, Noreen. Good stuff. ROR, good morning.
Hey, guys. Listen. First of all, the new guy, it's on him. He should have said, hey, I don't feel comfortable. I'm just getting to know you. I shouldn't be thrown into this. So why don't we stay at a hotel? We'll see these guys, get to know them.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't want to stay there either. What's that? That's the question. What's that guy's deal?
Well, the other guy also, happy wife, happy life. That's what do you want to do? You want to start a war with your wife and a girlfriend?
No, I don't.
No.
I just want to come up with a better line for men.
The new guy
happy wife, happy life.
Because I would never be pushing myself on anybody.
That's it. We got you.
Yeah,
I agree.
You got it.
Okay, see ya. Okay. See where it's going there is don't go to somebody's house and expect to not reciprocate. That's the deal.
Yep.
You're in.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you say?
You know what? Ross needs to give me a real problem to solve. I don't see the issue. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's 48 hours. You know, take a vacation day, Monday. And then you'll have a little alone time. It's one weekend. They don't want summer. And everybody's assuming that he's not going to like the guy. He may very well like this man.
He might.
And if the best friend has been putting them up for all these years, I'm sorry.
That's the catch right there.
I'm a very, you know, see, I'm the type that would welcome them and cook for them all weekend.
My goodness.
LBF, you're welcome at my house anytime. I'm a very good cook.
All right.
So let the rest of us. I mean, I like a good meal.
Yes, I am famous for my cooking.
So. Oh, all right.
I wouldn't know, I guess.
Yeah, I really
You're not invited, Bob.
Apparently not.
No, Bob, you can come. And you know what, Bob?
Yeah.
Bring your wife. Or your girlfriend.
Happy
wife. Bring them both, Bob.
You are very accommodating. Thanks, Ann.
Wow.
No, but you're welcome. But you know what?
Nice to
he
know.
He needs to do it and be happy about it.
All right.
You know what? Positive attitude.
All
That's
right.
Good.
Positive. My weekend's gonna suck.
Yeah, he's got to do it though because it's quid pro quo.
Yeah,
all right, Kurt, we're gonna give you a last call. You say lighten up, huh, Kurt?
Oh yeah, he needs to lighten up. Like, what's he too cool to be hanging with? I mean, he needs to lighten up. What's the consequences if he doesn't want to entertain this guy? What will those consequences be? Wife's going to be mad at him.
Your trips to Florida are going to get a lot more expensive, I'll tell you that.
Right?
Right. Okay.
So it's like, come on, lighten up. Give the guy a chance. He might entertain you.
That's it.
You know? So it's like, why would you not want to do that? It just doesn't make sense to me.
You're a good guy, Kurt.
I think he might be a little jealous or something.
Do you want to...
wife by himself.
Maybe, I don't know. Do you want to go to Ann's house, though? I mean, she's cooking.
Yeah, it sounds like you can bring everybody.
Yeah. Wife, girlfriend.
That's great. You too, Kurt. Good. We're all going up. Okay.
Yeah, all right. Well, why not?
There it is. Thanks. Okay. Well, that's it. I mean, quid pro quo, it is what it is. Oh, I mean, that's right.
You
can't say no. Too bad.
You can't say no.
Just suck it up. Maybe you'll have a new friend.
Yeah.
Good luck, Ross. Okay. LBF, what's coming up? Dirty laundry must have piled up all weekend.
Well, yeah, it's really dirty. It's filthy, actually, because the Why the Ultimate Slip and Slide show lives up to its name.
The slip and slide blank show.
Yep.
Okay. That's a disgusting story.
It's gross of the gross. Stay tuned.
You might, I'm telling you, you're warned.
Yeah.
You've been warned in 3 minutes whether or not you want to hear that story. It's 8:33. Here's Bowie. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more with Bowie. Changes. 8:36. Looks like a rainy day in Boston the next couple of days. Starting to cloud up already. I hate that LBF because the laundry's going to get messy.
Yes, it's seriously disgustingly messy right now. This is brought to you by Uno Pizzeria and Grill. Okay, we have some update on Bennifer. I have an RIP, but first, oh my God, OMG.
Talk about dirty laundry here, this one.
Ultimate slip and slide TV show lives up to its name. It's disgusting. This is grosser than gross. They had to halt production due to explosive diarrhea. I hate saying that word. But I love singing that song.
They had to, yes.
When you're up at bat and you feel a big splash, yes, diarrhea. Right. Diarrhea. Oh, when you get to first and you feel a big burst, diarrhea. Diarrhea. And every time it makes me laugh so hard. Anyway,
I love it.
What happened was they were filming Ultimate Slip and Slide.
That's a game, right? It's a game show.
Yes, on NBC, supposed to air in August. They had to halt production because
of diarrhea.
When you get to... No, when you hit a double and you feel big diarrhea. Because they got this parasite.
Giardia?
Yeah, Giardia de Laurentiis.
Yes, they got Giardia de Laurentiis.
I can't believe I'm doing this story. Anyway, 40 members group, they were violently ill. They were...
40.
40. It was a madhouse. It was a blank show.
It was a blank house, blank show. Literally. This is no joke. Well, you take it how you want, but there was a run for the porta potties.
Yes.
That's all they had on set.
Nightmare.
You can't imagine that
nightmare.
Mess.
Mayor.
So they had to postpone the show.
Yeah, they're going
to
postpone the show.
Good idea. We'll watch that with a different kind of lens, won't we?
All right, so Bennifer continues in L.A. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are hanging out, and apparently Ben hung out with Lopez's mom, Guadalupe Rodriguez, on the set of a new film project, and she is super psyched because she was super sad when they broke up because she really liked Ben.
Lupe likes Ben.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Anyway. And finally.
So many husbands that she have to go through to get back to Ben.
I know.
Right? Poor Lupe. She never thought she'd live to see the day.
But she's here. There they are together. All right. And finally. Oh, Bob made me play this.
Yes, I did. If this means anything to you.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know you could play the banjo.
You're pretty good. I'm dueling. and guitar.
Aren't I good?
Yeah.
Ned Beatty died. Now, the reason we're playing this song is because it's from a horrific film, 1972's Deliverance, which makes whitewater rafting the most nightmarish of all pastimes.
Yeah.
Worse than water slides.
If you can believe it.
Yes.
It's really true. Anyway, he died. He was 83. He really threw himself into this Deliverance role. It was his first role. And then, you know, he went on to do a bunch of other things. All the President's Men, Superman movies with Gene Hackman and... Christopher Reeve. He was Lotso, the bear from hell in Toy Story 3, who smelled like strawberries.
He was Rudy's dad.
And he was Rudy's dad and Rudy.
Yeah,
and
great career.
He was 83. Great career.
Great career. Like I said, you imagine that read through with that script when he got to that part?
I don't want to talk about it. I was so messed up when I saw that movie.
I was too young when I saw it. I'm like, oh boy.
Just all of it. Like, it was the violence of the crash and the Burt Reynolds. Although Burt Reynolds was really good in that movie.
You like him in leather?
I do.
Yeah, I thought you would.
I like him out of leather, mostly.
All right, you done?
Listen, I saw that Cosmo.
Okay, I bet you did.
Wow.
That's it. 8:40, Brian
Bell. Remember to sing that song again?
I like it when you do. Go ahead.
When you're up at bat. No, go ahead.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian, 8:54. Don't forget, be listening all day while you work. We're giving away tickets to Guns N' Roses at Fenway and also Billy Joel at Fenway Park. So Guns N' Roses will be August 3rd, and Billy Joel is the next day, August 4th, okay? So listen for the cue to call. But first, check this out. This is unbelievable. We found this morning. when I say unbelievable, it's almost, you got to see it to believe it. This guy here is doing something Axl cannot do. Axl Rose.
Really?
Play Sweet Child O' Mine with his toes. This guy's playing with his feet.
Ready?
Hit it. His feet, okay? Both feet.
Yeah.
Playing with his toes.
He's got really good fine motor skills.
Isn't that amazing? This guy's playing with his feet. Hang
That's
on to it.
Good.
Here, that right there.
Right with this little
wouldn't you
piggy.
Think you were listening?
This little piggy went to a concert.
Boy, they sure did. None of those piggies stayed home.
No.
That's amazing. So I'm going to put that up on WROR.com. Share with your friends because you got to see it to believe it.
He must be able to pick up a lot of things with his feet.
He's got hairy legs, too. That's the only... No. Look past that. Oh, yeah, he can probably hand you whatever you want.
Right, exactly. Can you pick up anything with your toes?
No, I'm not just... Well, it depends, you know. In a pinch.
Right? It's a fun trick.
Get it? In a pinch?
I get it.
Okay, good. So, listen for your cue to call for tickets to Guns N' Roses and Billy Joel, both at Fenway Park. What?
I mean, I'm pretty sure LBF almost picked up a guy with her toes once.
Oh, yeah, I did. Okay. This, yeah.
Totally different
wasn't
thing,
my
though.
Fault, okay. Though.
All right. We have time for a call. Hey, let me pick it up. Hey, ROR, good morning.
I want another one.
Why do people think we're giving away tickets?
Because I got an email this morning.
Oh. Now
are you giving away tickets?
No, not yet. Not
come
yet.
On.
You know what, though? You would have been caller number one.
Oh, and it's 10.
Yeah.
Darn it.
So we did you a favor.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Well, thank you for answering, though.
That's what we do. Good customer service.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You listen. Right, what's your first name?
Jen.
We'll give you, like, a cue to call. We'll say, now is the time to call.
We'll just say, Jen, call us right now.
Jen, call us
now. Do it, because I'll be listening all day.
Just for you, Jen.
Thank you.
Do it. That's customer service right there.
Wow.
Jen, be calling Jen.
Oh, did I win?
That's not how it's going to work. But, yeah, Billy Joel and Guns N' Roses tickets at Fenway. Concerts are back, baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.